Drake caught Thurston Crowder's wife at a concert, live and in public, if you will. On this week's episode, The Shoes Fit, a show where he solves salacious situations by stepping in the shoes of the shaken, the chagrined, the kerfuffed. I'm your host, Lexi Old, author, 7 Secret Sources of Inspiration, a snappy guide for career procrastinators, and joining me, guests, John Nash from Hey Not The Face podcast, and Eugenius Robinson, author of the memoir, A Walk Across Dirty Water, and Straight in a Murderer's Row, collectively the Pancholis.
Pancholis. And my eye is damaged. I have to say that at the outset. I'm a vain man, but I got to say, the eye is damaged.
Man.
Jiu-jitsu injury.
Man.
I'm not winking at you. It's just damaged.
Well, thanks for the... Thanks for the notice, although it may be disappointing to some who thought you were winking at them. I thought it was special. For our Patreon perks in store, join our Patreon, patreon.com/ for the shoes fit. Let's get this stuff in Eugene.
Sir.
Some shoes of Drake.
Can you call me on the cell phone?
Champagne Poppy.
Yeah, huh?
On stage. You spotted a lady in a suite who caught your eye. Quote, the green right there, she fine as hell, end quote. Turns out she's also the wife of retired football player and Pivot podcast host Channing Crowder, who streamed as it happened, quote, man, hell with him. I ain't worried about Drake. I'll see Drake in the parking lot, end quote. He smiled as the video ended. But what are you going to do about that smile and your infraction against this lady, Champagne Poppy, live and in public, if you will?
Listen, it's good that you asked me this, being a singer and in a band, and have been in very much that same situation. And I've said many a time, realistically speaking, if your relationship is okay, you don't see me. You don't see me. I'm invisible. But if your relationship is any trouble, like it might be after 14 or 15 years, guy, he is a poker tell, and he gave away the game by overreacting. You got to do it. Don't Will Smith it. You know, don't make any comment. Just laugh it off and go, yeah, damn straight. Did you think I would be with somebody who was not hot? And leave it be. All this stuff about seeing you in the park a lot, and then it displays a certain weakness. Where if I'm Drake, I double down. I said, listen, you have a woman who's that beautiful. It's clear to me that you don't understand her. You don't understand her needs and her wants. Not like I do. Now, yes, I understand you have 3 kids, but there are things happen in life that are unavoidable. And if by some chance she should find herself single or unhappy where she is, I'd be glad to help out. Because if you think you can beat me to a better relationship, kicking my ass to improve the quality of your relationship, well, I, for one, am willing to let you try. And I won't fight back. You can just hit me and as long as you want, and let's see if it improves your relationship. My guess is it won't. And after it's over, I'm hoping she's there to pick up the pieces. My pieces. And then close quote, press send. And let the chips fall where they may. I mean, it's murder out there. Some of you say, Eugene, that's creepy and that's predatory. It's only creepy and predatory if he does it and doesn't say it. If he says it and does it, it's not creepy or predatory. So from my point of view, if I'm Drake, I double down. Because what's he going to do? What's he going to do? Oh, some people might say, like I know the guys at Jiu-Jitsu, you don't tarry with a guy that's a family. Hey, I'm not tarrying with anybody. I'm just offering an out, a tasty, delicious out. And if the guy wants to be bothered by it, yeah, you know, you've already shown your woman that you care. A little bit of jealousy maybe is good for the relationship. But you meet me in the parking lot? How fucking old are you? Act like you've been here before, please. You know, because if you want to be ridiculous, I'll double down on your ridiculousness. And if I'm Drake, that's what I do. Actually, I answered that more like if it was me, that's what I would do. But that's what Drake should do, and that's what I would do. What I'm suggesting for Drake is what I do for myself. So,
damn. What about you, John?
Well, first I want to point out to Mad Dog Noir on Twitter, this was pre-recorded. So I'll reply to you right now. I knew you would ask that question.
I just put the link up. It just yeah. There's a software update which messed up everything.
Yeah, blame the software update. Yes, I'm gonna do from Drake's point of view, right? I'm supposed to be taking here. So
yes.
Well, first of all, you know, you don't want to fight the guy. He's a pro football player. I don't care how tough you are. Those guys are big. You know, you could be. A lot of those guys train too now. They're big into training martial arts. That's the problem. Those bastards have got into martial arts. So you before you're like, oh, I can take on the big guy because he doesn't know anything. Like, God damn it, now you all got into this shit. You all got into judo. You all got into boxing. So a lot of them can fight a lot better than they could in the past. But also they're incredibly big and athletic. And I don't think Drake is famous for his hand-to-hand combat skills. So that's number one.
He got beat by P. Diddy.
Well, okay, right then. You shouldn't even show your face. If that's the truth. If that's what happened, you can't even show your face anymore. In the world of hip-hop, if you get beat by P. Diddy in the prison, if the bitch beats you, then guess what happens? You're the bitch. So that's the way. That's the prison system we're working right now. And we're planning ahead because I'm just jumping ahead with P. Diddy, what's going to happen in the future. So, but getting back to Drake, he can't fight him. So the easiest is just play it off as funny. That it was entertaining. Oh man, I can't believe I called out a married woman. I'm not here to break up any marriages. I just thought she's attractive. And that's funny, man, that her husband had to stand up and defend her and leave it at that. But then you can put an implication though. You can be a little malicious and put an implication, like Eugene said, that, oh, maybe their marriage ain't so strong because he kind of overreacted. But you don't come out and say it. You just imply it and let people fill in the lines. And then that way she knows, too, that next time she's in town, you know, she can get into your hotel if she has to.
Yeah, I was surprised. I got one negative review of the memoir, and the guy, it was, I don't even gonna tell give the website any juice. The guy was like, he gave like a two-sentence review. This is a prick who likes to fight and have sex with other men's women. I was like, look, the book is 260 pages. It's about a lot more than that, but that's all the guy took away from it. But the reality of it is, I'm not suggesting that Drake fight him. I'm suggesting that a friend of mine is in Italy. This guy is pursuing her. He's from driving his car, pursuing her for blocks. You have to have him. She's like, no, 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 no. The guy finally stops the car, jumps out and runs over to the sidewalk. And says, listen, you have to have a drink with me. And she goes, look, your car is in the middle of the street. You're blocking up traffic. And the guy looks at her and says, total 100% conviction, says, I would lose 1,000 cars like this for a beauty such as yours. And she goes, that stopped me. That was a pretty great line. And I was like, well, did you have a drink with him? And she's like, no. You lie. You lie like a fucking rug. You probably just slept with it right there. It's a great line. If Drake is, how many beatings would Drake have to get before she'd realize he's serious? This is a man. I gotta get with Drake. How many? It's a beating. Yeah, you might get one any day. You know, I'd take the beating. Are you gonna keep me from this? Yeah, I'm compelled by forces greater than myself.
It's a long tour. There are many dates. It's not some dude driving in the street. This is just the second or third song in this set. And he didn't even look at the other suites either. So,
and let me tell you, their kids are not like 1, 2, and 3. Their kids are old. By the time your kids get to high school, they don't care whether you live or die. There's how much parenting do you do that. Listen, you know, Drake is in the right in this instance.
What should Channing Crowder do, though? Little bonus question. What? How should he? I mean, he did smile after he did his thing, showing that it's kind of, you know, I don't know how that smile can be interpreted, but you know.
I mean, to me, it's just like say, hey, yeah, I got a hot wife.
Yeah,
that's it. Drake, you know, the guy that found my wife. That's, you know, that's great. But again, you can imply though, if you say it just right, yeah, I got a hot wife, but imply because you're a big guy that's as far as it's ever going.
I tell you what I do. If I'm Crowder, I have a dinner party and I invite dude over. Listen, a friend of mine was in this hotel room with this porn star once, right? And this guy, they got into a bar and she bought a bunch of drugs from some guy. And I see the guy like passing a number. The guy thinks he's being slick because he's already seen me. So go back to the room. And my friend goes back to the room and they consume these narcotics and the phone rings. It's dude from the bar. And he's like, hey, can I come up? And she says, sure. Hey, yo, this guy wants to come up. You want him to come up? I was like, yeah, have him come on up. Well, dude was sufficiently creeped out. He didn't come up. But it's all, we're a big family here. You want to make your play? There you go. What's going to happen next? I don't know. Give it a try. And so just as long as you don't end up in what now I can never call anything else other than the cuck chair. Every hotel room has got one. You should know now that's precisely what it's called, the cuck chair. Don't want to end up sitting in that chair.
Damn. This man, where you want to sit? John, Seven Shoes is a real hunter.
Ooh, you got to remind people.
This deep dive going really way back.
With hush money on the lips of mainstream media, what is your PR plan for the inevitable spotlight on you, given your former entanglements with former Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards, who you were linked up with while you were doing a documentary on him, and you were impregnated and had his child, which led to hush money payment scandals, which he won, by the way, and people are now referencing in wake of our former President Donald Trump's hush money trial live and in public, if you will.
Oh, so Donna Rice no longer around? We can't go back that far and summon that up as an example for the youngins here. Well, they're bringing her up because it's actually a legal defense Donald Trump can pull. But I don't think, from her point of view, what does she have to do? I don't think much, because even though they're bringing up, I don't think anybody's going to go track her down. I don't think there's enough. The way the media works today is that they don't do stuff like follow-ups and tracking. You know, there's not enough interest in her as a celebrity status figure to go out and, I think, interview and make a big deal about. So from her point of view, she probably has very little she has to do. She's just going to be sitting at home waiting for a phone call, and it's never coming. But they're going to cite her case because, you know, the Edmonds, and I was going to say Hart, I'm back in the 80s. Edmonds, his defense was that they did not use illegal campaign finances to hide this affair from the public as part of the campaign. That would be illegal. They hid it from his wife because personal embarrassment. They didn't want his wife and the public embarrassing his family with the public knowledge. And that's legal. You can use money for that. Now, where Trump runs into problems is the way it's tied into some of his business, because it is not just a charge of misuse of, you know, campaign finances the way he did this. It's also falsifying business records, and that's a whole different crime. And that's where I don't think he's going to get – I think he's going to get away with it because most people don't give a shit about that. Even though it seems apparent he broke the law, I don't think the general person – a lot of people sitting in that jury box are going to be like, hey, is that really a crime? Do I want my people to find out I'm humping someone, a porn star? Well, maybe they – some of the people on that jury might go, man, I wish everybody knew I was sleeping with a porn star. But a lot of them would understand it, so I don't think – Trump is, odds are, no conviction on that case. But on her part, I don't think anybody's going to call her. I mean, do you really think people are going to track her down? In fact, you brought up her name and I had to Google it, and there's no recent stories with her, even though it's...
There was a recent post and a couple of posts mentioning John Edwards. And my take is, my assumption is, if they're mentioning John Edwards, it's inevitable that she is going to, somebody is going to contact her. So that's why, in terms of a PR plan for her, is yes, theoretically no one's contacted her yet, but you know it's only a matter of time if they're already bringing up John Edwards this early on in the trial, that somebody is going to put two and two together and contact her and get her perspective on things and try to, for one reason or another.
The one problem that for she has is they can get the porn star to talk, to take the place, because the actual person that had the affair, what's her name?
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels, they can get her to talk. And tell you the truth, it's amazing going back over that story again, that a print, to the timing of when it happened, because it came a few weeks. She was trying to sell that story to the media. No one was picking it up and getting, and and that would have came right after Grab Them by the Pussy came out, and would have probably been the end of the Trump campaign. And then they paid her off and stuff, but they didn't get a hold of her. So I think that makes it harder for her to be approached from her point of view. If she wants to do interviews and wants to get back in the limelight, I guess does she contact her agent and put out the rounds that she's available, right? And be ready for that. But if she doesn't want, I just say, just don't answer your phone, because Stormy Daniels is available, because a lot of people are familiar, they can bring up the case, but they don't need to speak to her. I think, she could, if she does not want to get back in the limelight, I think just by ignoring the phone for a couple of weeks, she'll get past this.
Well, and also, I mean, like they once advised back in 74 in the Watergate days, you got to follow the money on this one. Whether or not we hear from Riel Hunter again has everything to do with who's paying the rent. If Riel Hunter is not worried about the rent, we will not hear from her again. If Riel Hunter is worried about the rent, the person who is shifting uncomfortably right now is Edwards, because if Riel Hunter is worried about the rent, she's coming to him for the cash. So, and I don't know what he's been doing in the last couple of decades. Another guy I voted for. Yeah, like John Anderson, John Edwards, Biden. The first time when he got busted for the plagiarism thing, this is my record. And I said the Beastie Boys would never make it either. So there is that. I said the internet was a flash in the pan. I don't know what I'm talking about. However, in the case of Riel Hunter, I think it depends on where she's suited for money. People will ask, but you don't have to answer. And she never seemed like a media whore to me, because I haven't heard from her for 20 years.
So
I've heard of Octomom more than I've heard of her, if you remember that throwback.
I know you confuse your octos for a second there, I know, Eugene. So, no, the thing is, she actually did a children's book with her daughter and did a press junket about it 7 years ago. Or it was 7 years ago. She did it coincidentally during the time of a presidential election. It's just so interesting, the timing of this book with her child. And she did an interview about the scandal with John Edwards with the kid right there. Right. Yeah, so clearly, so yeah, suggests to me that if she did that back in the day, right, then I think it's safe to assume that she would have PR in tow. So let's change that around. So if she is interested, what can she do to inject herself into this debate and this discussion and the media cycle, since she's shown a proclivity for that in the past?
Well, the fact that we're even talking about Edwards means like ops researchers had said, hey, we have friends at newspapers who might like this story again. And that's who we brought up. And so she's got an ear to that community that's, willing to say, she's got an ear to the community that's willing to mitigate whatever damage is being put on Trump as a result of this. So I think if she's to be interested, and if she was shilling some book and was shameless enough to do it there with her daughter, yeah, we'll be hearing more from her. But this is like with anything else Trumpian, he's the star of the show. So, this reflected glory thing, which is, rich, powerful men in positions of abuse, love children, it's a sideshow. It's a sideshow. And it won't last nearly as long as a trial, so...
I'm surprised you didn't mention the two words that, you seem to regularly
mention.
It's a possibility for her.
I thought it was too predictable that I would say where she needs to go. Because, look, she needs the money if we hear more from her.
Right.
But I haven't heard much from her. So I'm assuming she doesn't need the money. But if it seems like she needs the money, those two words I'm going to fall back on. OnlyFans, baby. I know.
You should give me a referral, Eugene.
Hey, men might not be
OnlyFans. OnlyFans/ ESR. / ESR. 10% discount.
I'm still trying to get my OnlyFans thing off the ground, man. I have to give them credit. They make it very difficult. Very difficult. I've gone through four layers of approvals, and it's very difficult. But with her, there's a market out there for men who are really digging on 70-year-old women.
I'm a witch. Remember, that's how she rolled up on Jennifer. I'm a witch.
Also, on the other hand, he should be lucky that he didn't get Phil Hartman, because her real name is not Rio Hunter, right? So anybody who changes their name in the hope that they can change themselves, in my mind, is a nut. So,
right. A Rio Hunter. Oh!
Yeah, man.
John, do you have any non-OnlyFans advice for her if she's pursuing...
No, not, you know, I mean, OnlyFans would be the only thing I could think of if she wanted to go that route. But again, I just don't think
Substack, maybe
I just think we're in a different world. You know, we're in a different world for the media approach that I've expected my whole life has really taken a drastic change the last few years. The way you would expect stories to unfold, who they'd call forward, how they would do it. It's completely different. So if this, you know, if this had broken during the Trump, you know, scandal during the 2020 election or 2016, yeah, I would expect all that. But now it's completely different. But now you brought up Phil Hartman. I'm thinking of that guy, that poor bastard. You know,
Thanks, Andy Dick. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for getting her back on the coke.
Yeah, well, you can't blame the coke. You never blame the cocaine.
Hey, I know people have taken plenty of cocaine and they never shot their partners in the eyes.
That's this guy, Enterprise Lion in there, Stormy Daniels. That's a real sounding name if I ever heard one.
Speaking about on this, continuing this thread on dalliances and politicians. And with wives, going back to the Drake question. Eugene, step in the shoes of Senator Bob Menendez. This is breaking news, baby. Breaking news. Check this out. I was trying to figure out, like, what are we going to talk about tonight, right? According to a January motion unsealed today, you plan to blame your wife, Nadine, for withholding information which led you to believe you were doing nothing illegal by accepting cash and gold bars in exchange for political favors. Walk us through your marital communications with your wife in wake of this news dropping live and in public, if you will.
Hey, babe, I was looking at these marriage vows and I see sickness, health. I see, avoiding other people, and I don't see anything about throwing you under the bus. So good luck to you. I'm throwing you under the bus. I mean, he does have that legal standard, and you could help me with this. They usually call it the reasonable woman standard because it's usually applied in sexual misconduct cases. But isn't a reasonable man standard at this point where if your wife is coming to you and saying, I need you to carry this package for me from Colombia, that you might ask a few questions that a reasonable person would say, who gave you this package from Colombia? This heavy package from the approximately 2-pound package from Colombia that seems to have powder of some of the white kind. You have a duty and obligation to understand and pay attention to these things. You can't be like Steve Martin's joke about I forgot, which is a variation of I didn't know. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. However, I like your play with the wife. Because it means now that you guys are no longer, you can't testify against each other.
Right. So it has to be separate trials. That's the thing. You'd have to go for separate trials. And right now she's recovering from surgery, right? So it's setting up. It's like the Vince McMahon showing up to his case with the neck brace on. Ripping it off.
It's like rugby. He's tossed her the ball. He knows that she's much more sympathetic than he is. And she's like, listen, I was misled. I'm sick. I'm about to die. They give her a slap on the wrist and they let him skate. This is the functional equivalent of the police stopping you and the guy saying, hey, babe, I got priors. Hold this package for me. You know, it's your first time. You're not going to go to jail for any time. And she's stupid enough to do it. It could be that Menendez's wife is stupid enough to go for this and say, yeah, I'll take the heat for you because they'll never send me to jail. And then if they do, he used a great Slick Rick line. You know, back to dating sluts of stars, toodles. You know, sorry, babe. I'll come and visit you when you're there. But I like it because it is just so. It's a perfect segue for Legion of Doom. It is as Legion of Doom-esque as you could. I've often described having a relationship with me must be like having a relationship with a tiger. Like, you never know when I'm going to turn on you. And that's none more true than, I guess, with a politician. Like, this guy's politically expedient. What am I going to do? Think he's going back to doing whatever he did before? Was it a plumber? What the hell did Menendez do before? Nah, that's not happening. Especially if he's right. You know, especially if it's like, you know, you're busy, you're thinking about votes on the Capitol Hill, you're thinking about, you know, chasing your interns around or whatever they fucking do in Congress, and your wife goes, here, take this, use this, do this, take this. Well, I had ample reason to trust her. She was an attorney. I just made that up. But she's an attorney. Why shouldn't I have trusted her? She was my wife. I didn't realize that she was going to do this to me. A modern day variation of Marion Barry, the bitch set me up.
You know, the thing about her too is Nadine Menendez is she's very, like, physically, like, very much in the similar kind of mold as a Stormy Daniels. That's funny, like, this kind of super busty, birdy looking woman. You know, so it's one of these.
I'm seeing those two words in the, over your head again, there, my friend. Okay. Sorry.
So, you know, so I guess for him, you know, it's one of these situations, right? In the sense that when you said earlier, oh, what would it be like in terms of reasonable man, reasonable woman? I think for Menendez, for the Menendezes, I think it would have to be a function of what was their relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you do have different levels of communication, different time. Like you said, okay, he's busy on the Hill, focusing on certain kinds of things. This isn't normally when these kind of issues come up with constituent services and family friends. He defers to her. He's not asking too many questions. She knows he's busy, so she's not going to deluge him with details, right? So they would really have to concoct a relationship, which I would not necessarily think is too far-fetched, given the fact that, you know, he met her later on, and, you know, and the fact that, you know, it's not like it's, you know. So what kind of a curtain had there been between his political work life and his married life? You know, is he even bothering to discuss certain things in detail? So, I mean, I think there's enough there. And I think it's interesting the fact that, again, like the, like was mentioned by the Enterprise, there's the marital exemption, the fact that it has to be separate trials. So yeah. You talk about how unnerving that must be. And the fact, like, okay, you're going from, like, okay, we're in this trial together to no, we're having separate trials, and your testimony has to be consistent in both of them. So the stakes are just so much higher in terms of the possibility of error and just the kind of stress and buy-in that she would have for this plan. It's just...
Well, then there's also the possibility that she says, this is the way we're going to play it, and now you don't know what she's going to say.
Right.
You know? I mean, my wife, if she so chose, could roast me. She could just take my last few days of text messages. I'd be done.
I think he might be a future Legion of Doom. If Menendez is setting up to double cross his wife, this is like reverse Kathleen Turner from Body Heat, where you think it's going one way and he just really played her. So that he'd be Legion of Doom. But there's also, I think, a strong possibility they're in cahoots, that they made a decision that the threat is greater to him, and you know, and because of the financial interest, it's worth it for her to kind of take the fall. It's like Felicity Huffman with William H. Macy during the varsity scandal, yes. The booze scandal. Yes. I mean, obviously, you know, they pretended like she did everything, but you're like, well, did she do everything? Did he have nothing to do with it? And like, well, it makes sense that she did everything when you figure out that he is the much bigger moneymaker, and him going to jail would really hurt the family, ruin his career when he's the guy that's getting the big roles and making all the money for them right now. So I could see that. Now, the big question, I think, amongst all the people that are following this case, she went into surgery. They didn't do anything with her boobs, right? Because that is the number one attraction of this case. Apparently, if you go to Reddit, the number one attraction of this case is her boobs. And if you get rid of that, the interest in the story is going to plummet, I think.
Oh, well, I wish you would keep talking.
She's like, I gotta.
But yeah, don't you have something else to add there?
Because that really, if you, Eugene, after you look her up, you'll be thinking, like, man, that OnlyFans thing is a lot more at play here than I thought. That's the other part. He could also, my theory for him is Menendez is his whole thing is like, listen, Look at those honkers. You know she betrayed me because she's been doing it for more of those the whole time. So
now, do you see, Eugene, if you're looking it up, like it's fascinatingly similar kind of build to a Stormy Daniels, right? In the sense, like like this birdie busty older woman.
It's obviously a
you know, like in the cartoons how they have the hens. Remember that? Like, and then, like, you know, just like, what's going on there? Who's drawing that? You know, it's
obviously like... Russ Meyer fans are going to be tuning into this trial. So.
Yeah, I was like, wait 1 minute. Well, that, we gotta free. Yeah, he's got to be jailed. SOP. That good woman needs to be out and free as she would with her time.
Evil business is giving you suggestions. You should open that in incognito separate tabs just to make sure you're here.
I want the FBI to know.
You need to set the fan club page or the support page or put the post already, Eugene. Like, yeah, don't let this lovely woman take the fall for this horrible man.
My next Substack is going to be about this innocent angel. How dare she be about this old Latino pervert.
Oh, Lord. And I think she's Armenian, so you can put like an MMA kind of thing in there.
That's it. I'm done. Armenian, Eastern European, forget it. That's my weak spot.
Oh, Lord. Speaking of weak spots, John, who's in the Legion of Doom?
Well, I've been gone a couple of weeks. One is I partly want to put Eugene in there because my mom watched during when I was gone, and he brought his little baby out, and she was so smitten with him. She's like, I should not even be on the show with my fucking cat anymore. It's not pointless. It's like that. So I don't know what villain that is. That's some sort of, you know, bringing in. That's like the Rocket Raccoon world, having these adorable animals and stuff that you just can't compete with something so adorable. So, but I'm not going there. That would be a cheap heat move on my part to put Eugene there. But two things happened, and I thought were so Legion of Doom in the last 2 weeks. I put it in my mind to put on her. One is here in Southern California. I don't know if you saw, there was a heist over a weekend in Sylmar where they took off $30 million over the weekend and just a well-orchestrated crime. The alarms have been going off for weeks to kind of precondition everybody not to respond to them. They went in over the weekend when no one was there. It's a cash deposit. They got in. No one saw them. No one knows who did it yet.
Smashed through the wall.
Yeah, they drilled through the roof, the wall. So $30 million they made off with. No one's caught them yet. And this is like straight out of like, this is the opening scene from The Dark Knight or, you know, with the Joker or Heat, or, you know, without the guns though. This is actually Thief. This is, we got to go back to an earlier movie, Thief with James Caan, breaking in and stealing this kind of money. Or I guess, you know, we could go, so, you know.
James Belushi.
Yeah. James. Yes. Play this partner. You got that was a great movie. Let's just reminisce about how good that
like
movie.
A vat of acid. I remember I saw it. He was like, "What the what?"
I just love the part when he's talking to his girl and he goes, "See this ring? You see this? You see this watch? You see these shoes? I change shoes. I buy my shoes cost more than a person's car. I change suits like their cars like their suits." And you're like, "I'm a thief, baby." But anyways, get back. But then the other one that I thought, I don't know if you guys saw this. There was a case. A guy arrested in Wisconsin, and suppose he's from Iowa, but he's arrested in Wisconsin. And his name was, Matthew Kearns, but he'd been living as the name Williams Wood. And what made this case just fascinating is this William Wood case is that there was another guy at the name William Wood, and he had stolen his identity decades earlier. And then when they started questioning about it, because there were some loopholes in his stealing of this identity, he started saying, that guy's been stealing my identity. And that guy, the real William Wood, had been living in Los Angeles, kind of down on his luck, homeless, off and on homeless. He basically convinced him that he was insane, delusional, trying to take his identity, because the real William Wood was constantly trying to stop him from opening bank accounts in his name and ruining his credit. And so he had that guy incarcerated in a mental institute. A mental hospital for delusions of thinking he's William Woods because he was telling everybody he's William Woods. And I'm like, this is straight out of fucking Chameleon and Mystique and all those guys, all these terrible stories in the comic books. This was, in some way, this is just think how Kafkaesque horrendous that is, that some guy steals your identity, no one believes you, and they put you in the mental institute because Everybody's convinced he's the real guy. Thankfully, eventually they figured it out because he screwed up on a couple things and someone was willing to deep dive into it and figured it out. But and so the guy only spent a few years in the mental hospital.
So hold on, which still, was the real guy?
The real guy was the homeless guy.
Wow.
In Los Angeles who had been put into a mental hospital. The other guy had a family and everything and for decades had been living this false life.
Crazy.
Damn. Crazy. So that's the two Legion of Doom stories of the last couple of weeks that I thought were very fit. They were so good I had to save them to bring them back.
And we appreciate it, John. We really
appreciate your appreciation. I appreciate that. Eugene, you're not appreciating this. I've seen no accolades from you. No,
sadly, you directed me toward Bob Menendez's wife. So
you wait for the show to end. It's like we got to do a deeper dive.
No, I got it. It's now on scroll. So I was only half listening to you, is what I'm saying. No. That's a wild story.
Who's Missy F, Eugene?
All right. All right, it's going to take some doing. And I want you to bear with me here. And I'm just going to come right out and say it. Trump. Now let me break it down for you for a little bit. We go back to the, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and it's not going to make a difference. We've got, so that is the goalpost, right? Him murdering people in public, it will still not make a difference with a fan base that, my one of my Trump guys now said, listen, I just have an innate tendency. If the crowd is going that way, I'm going that way. Right. So this is how he explains away his Trump fanaticism. But I'm looking at, you know, Normandy. I'm looking at Operation Barbarossa. I'm looking at invading Russia in October, November. And I'm looking at General George Custer, who had the world as his oyster and then died with shit in his pants. And the reality of it is he could win all of these cases, or at least not get the individual cases at this point have nothing to do at all with except the mass accretion of cases creates a situation where the hole is significant enough and deep enough that the only way that he can overcome this is even, because he's not going to win them all. This isn't a possibility that he's going to win them all. The only way that he'll be able to step into the future that he imagines himself is if there's a massive upheaval that makes that possible. He is now like the Black Flag record cover nervous breakdown, is painting himself so aggressively into a corner that the only way to get out is going to be a massive, you know, deus ex machina. There is no way he's not a finesse guy. And yeah, that's right. Yeah, June. He's not a finesse guy. And there's no, you might be able to nuance your way through this. You're not going to bull in your China shop your way through this. You got too many cases. And the Supreme Court, you know, is like, oh, maybe we're going to free the January 6th people. You know, you have a really aggressively healthy opposition. You have not polled greater than 42%. The numbers are going to be tough to beat. Come, and now there's this whole abortion thing where they're going back to laws in 1854 and making entire states abortion-free zones, which heavily affects your a constituency that you are losing anyway. It may not make a difference because in the end, what he's just going to do is what people have been accusing him of. He hasn't participated in the system, will not participate in the system. He fell asleep in court on Monday, and he's creating a situation where he's not endearing himself to any of the judges, to any of the prosecutors. You're not supposed to endear yourself to a prosecutor, but you're supposed to make it easy. Not making it easy. And this is a hole that the only way to get out of will be a massive social upheaval of the kind that's now being depicted in this movie, Civil War. And it's, you know, they're putting him in a situation where the only way that you can actually keep this from happening is that somebody, some jury somewhere has got to deliver on a guilty verdict. And now the thing with New York, the thing that drives me crazy is that they say, I'm never going to trial in New York. It's a blue state. I'm never going to find jurors that can be impartial on this. And the reality of it is, if my friend, who's aggressively a Trump guy, were to, you know, do voir dire, or how do you pronounce that? Voir dire? Voidir, if he were to be Voidir, and they were, he would lie and say that he was capable of being impartial, and he would get on that jury. I mean, you know, so the end is not going to be a finessed end. It's going to be a, regardless of what happens with the guilty, the innocent, and all that stuff. But by November, if the numbers go against him, there's going to be another replay of January 6th, but it won't be January 6th. It'll be November. And I don't see him going out any other way than in flames. It's not in his makeup, not in his interest. And as usual, you know, much like guys in his position throughout time, he will either pull a William Casey and just die at leaving people holding the bag, or he will scoot off to some other place and live out the rest of his days happily and rich, and you know, fuck the rest of you who are sitting in jail on Enrique Tarrio for 22 years. So I most people down here in the weeds where they're thinking, oh, he's gonna win, he's gonna lose, I'm looking at the massive November thing that's gotta happen for him to overcome all of this ill will. And I see a dead man. And he will play it in a way that makes all the rest of us join him. So.
Thanks for joining us. For our new Patreon perks in store, visit our Patreon, patreon.com/ if the shoes fit. Follow us on Twitter at Eugenius Robinson, at Alexio to hang out the face, and give us a thumbs up. Eugene, let's see if it's an update.
God damn it. Okay, well, it's not working. What can I tell you? This fucking thing.
By Seven Secret Sources Inspiration, what are you pimping, John?
The He Not the Face podcast. We had a new episode today, me and Steph, over an hour long, talking about UFC 300, recapping that, talking about the state of the UFC, the future of the business, not just MMA, the UFC, but also with the other promotions and the fighters. And then I'm going to have a couple articles out this week and a bonus episode later in the week for the Haney Garcia boxing match that's coming up. So that's all the Hey Not the Face stuff this week.
Because, loading it up.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had a lot of stuff I'd gotten ready for this big trial that was supposed to start that never happened. I don't know if you guys heard, something fell apart. So, but expected. It was expected to happen, but still could have waited a little longer so I could milk that a little longer.
Hmm. And other than your classic muscle car, Eugene,
what are you 80 grand. I'm going to put it on Barrett Jackson in October. You get a better offer by October. It's yours. 1965 Chevy Chevelle 502 pumped out to 554 horsepower, all new parts. Buy it. Oh, strut down the street. Right there, baby. Right there. Got that. As well as I went to a big Alta party, Alta magazine, and they've hired me to write a big piece that will go into my personal history with the Manson family.
Oh,
so I went to the event on, was it Thursday? They said we have met the publisher and one of the Hearst, and they said you're on. Do it. I'll give you a deadline and a word count, and you're in business. $2 a word. I was like, all right, that's gonna make the Manson family very happy.
There you go.
They're all in Big Bear now, so just FYI, you want to do some snowboarding or skiing and then hang out with the Manson family, that's where they are.
Well, thanks for the hints. Until next week, no matter how tight, loose, or uncomfortable, remember these words. On this show, the shoes always fit, so we can never acquit O.J. Simpson.
We can't.
He's not dead. He's O.J.
That's right. He's on the island with Tupac and Biggie and Michael Jackson.
OJ? Something happened with OJ? I was looking up him the other day, and I don't know if you guys are aware about OJ's past, but he was a really good running back for Buffalo.
Hey, he finally found his wife's killers, I think.